It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And phenology is probably taking on a pretty special meaning right about now because, well, it's spring and things are changing. Ed Dallas reported hearing a robin singing outside of the post office in Deerwood this past week. Lots of reports of sandhill cranes, chipmunks are coming out of torpor, lots of things going on. So now is a good time. And of course, not to forget that the, new COVID virus, because there are other COVID viruses, COVID. Corvids are crows. It's tough to keep it all straight. But the pandemic that has got us all kind of disrupted right now, one of the things that it can't disrupt or hasn't disrupted is nature. And we can go outside and we can get around and enjoy what's happening outside. So I heartily encourage you to do that. I would say, and I mentioned this earlier, right now, this time of day, this time of year, the crust on the snow is adequate to hold up me, and I weigh just shy of 200 pounds. I wear a size 12 boot, so I do have some surface area. If I weighed 200 pounds and was walking around on deer legs, I might be breaking through the crust, but I'm staying on top, and it's taken me to some really interesting places where I have kind of explored what's happening out there. And one of those places is, I walked across this sedge meadow. And if you think of a lakeshore, especially lowland lakes and swamp areas, these sorts of areas are, I won't say impassable in the summertime, but they are certainly a lot of work because it's wet and there are hummocks and these rounded humps of grass roots, and it's just tough sledding. It's a tough place to walk even if you're in great shape, it's a tough place to walk. But this time of year, it's got this coating of snow on top, and it's just like walking on a sidewalk or walking on pavement. You just walk wherever you want to go. And if you have cross-country skis, you can put those on and you can ski almost anywhere in the woods or out in the open. It is a perfect time of year to get out and explore a little bit. While I was exploring this past week, I determined, this was on Sunday, and I spent probably 3 hours out walking on Sunday, and I saw that the eagle had finally settled into her nest. I've been watching them both for about a week now, pretty steadily, and a week ago she wasn't on the nest, and during this past week there were several times where I saw one or both of them on or near the nest, but intermittently, so like they weren't sitting like she is now. They were just kind of at the nest. But as of Sunday, she was hunkered down and I suspect brooding eggs. So the eagle is on the nest, and then I continued around. I didn't walk too close to the nest because I didn't want to upset her, but I continued around and I came to this stand of, I'm guessing 100, 120-year-old pines, white pine, Norway pine mix. And I had heard great horned owls over there calling quite a bit during the early spring back in January. I guess January is hardly early spring. Maybe make that winter. Anyway, the owls had been calling from this area, and I thought, well, maybe they've got a nest over here. So I started doing some research there, and underneath two of these rather large 100-year-old Norway pines, red pines, were a collection of owl pellets, and you could see on the snow, you could see some slightly discolored, some slightly off-white patches of what was probably the owl's excrement. So the owl coughs up a pellet full of bones and fur, but it also voids through its cloaca the wastes that are resulting from digestion. So that both of these signs were there on the snow, and I knew that the owl had to be nearby. And I spent, oh, I don't know, maybe an hour wandering in this stand of probably 40 white pines and Norway pines looking for the nest. And I looked at every gob of downed limbs, whatever it was, trying to find the nest, and I never did. But I certainly know that there is a nest nearby just based on the amount of sign that's there on top of the snow. My niece, who lives in St. Louis Park, Minnesota, has posted on the Season Watch, KAXE, KBXE Season Watch page, pictures of the great horned owl that is nesting in her yard. She has an owl, a pair of owls nesting in her yard, and she has included a picture, several pictures actually, both the male and the female, and a picture that includes at least one offspring. Now, the owls, like the eagles, lay their eggs and begin to brood them immediately. So the egg that is laid first is going to hatch first, and the egg that is laid second will hatch second, and if there is a third, it will hatch third. And sometimes these can be a day or two apart, sometimes even 3 or 4 days apart. But there's a staggered hatching so that there is a staggered size of offspring. And the reason for that is that if the parents can't bring enough food to the nest to feed two or three offspring, the firstborn is going to eat because it's going to be larger and just more aggressive than the others in the nest. And it's not going to, you know, step out of the way so its brother or sister can get fed. It's going to get fed till it's full. And then it's going to get out of the way and let the others get fed. And mom and dad can bring enough food, then baby number one gets fed, baby number two gets fed, and maybe baby number three gets fed. But if they can't, then at least baby number one gets fed, and they have one survivor out of their nest. And so that's kind of the pattern of eagles and great horned owls and probably other birds as well, who have to depend on the strength of their environment to supply the food for their babies. So been having a lot of fun with the great horned owl. And the great horned owl last night, after I had visited its house on Sunday afternoon, last night it came and sat in my front yard and called most of the night. I could hear it calling just about, from about 9:30 until I fell asleep about 10:30. And then this morning when I got up, it was still hanging around and calling. So a lot of fun with the great horned owl. I'm looking forward to more. I was out and found a short-tailed weasel at my house, hanging out under my outhouse, enjoying the God knows what, but that's where he was. Mentioned last week that there were black bears seen out and about. Compton's tortoiseshell butterfly seen last week, and one of my students here in Grand Rapids had a Compton's tortoiseshell butterfly last week when the temperature climbed into the 50s. Chipmunks are out and moving around. Courtney Kearns, a regular contributor to Phenology in northern Minnesota, reported a northern harrier down in the area around Moose Lake. And my friend Sean Conrad said that he was out in the western part of the state and saw American kestrels, lots of trumpeter swans. This hike that I took on Sunday, there were two down on the lake. And when I walked down there, I wasn't out on the lake. I was kind of in the willows and, like I said, in the sedge grasses. I was probably 75 yards away from where they were. But they saw me and they got to barking and honking, and finally they took off and left. So check had a chance to check that out. And there are a lot of trumpeter swans in the area right now, and they are going out and checking all of these little lakes with streams this way and that that help them to find, you know, food and water that they can get into. And so you will probably be hearing and seeing trumpeter swans somewhere near you in the next week or two. I had a porcupine that was spending the winter with me, living in one of my sheds, and I live trapped it and moved it to another forest where I thought it would be less likely to encounter any dogs, mine especially, but yours too, I hope. And before it left, I was walking in the tree farm, and I came across this tree that was barked, and it was right next to a Norway pine, and I kind of had to walk around and get up pretty close before I realized that it was a tamarack. And I don't think I've ever seen a porcupine eating in a tamarack before, but that's what was happening there. Talked about the snow and that heavy crust, the white-breasted nuthatches around here that are singing their songs. Mentioned that the bald eagle is sitting on the nest. Early last week, probably Thursday last week, I was driving out of my house and headed toward the bog, and a coyote ran across the field and crossed the road in front of me and then ran into the field on the other side. And once I stopped to give him a good look, he really put on the speed. He was balancing on top of that crust pretty easily. And then Sunday, while I was in the bog and looking at what the trumpeter swans might have been eating, a coyote came out and ran across the lake, right pretty near where the swans were. And I don't think it saw me, or I don't think it would have made that trip. But anyway, it was pretty close and pretty exciting to see that coyote. And finally, you know, we have talked, and I think Augie mentioned that the willows and the red osier dogwood are getting quite bright red right now. I've found another source of red out in the woods that really catches your eye as you're driving along, and that's a plant called mountain maple. And it's going to be kind of a grayish brown until it gets about halfway up the stem, and then the second half of the stem is going to be bright red and getting more red every day. So if you're out looking for things that are colorful in the woods, if you're out exploring, as oftentimes happens, and especially now with children home and maybe you've got a little time off of work as well, a good time to get out and check out some of that red stuff. And one of those red things is going to be mountain maple. That's the Phenology Show for today. As always, we encourage you to join us and become a supporting member of KAXE. And failing that, why, just send us what you're seeing. We want to hear from you.
Thanks to everybody who's called so far. This is the final day of our membership drive, as we will be postponing it due to the seriousness of the coronavirus and COVID-19.